Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello. Welcome to Monday on Blog Talk Radio. We weren't on News for the Soul earlier because I had a migraine that just would not quit. And then after taking some medication, as many of us do, I was able to bounce back. So here we are. We're glad to have you. Glad that we have callers lining up and that we have folks that are connecting with us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, which is on Facebook. Please join us. Lots of nice people there. They get good conversations going. You won't be sorry if you did. With that, I want to remind everyone we're using ordinary playing cards as I'm holding up my deck to the Facebookers. It's important that we make this distinction because so many confuse this type of reading with tarot reading or with oracle reading and all the other methods and systems that are out there. I just feel it's important that everyone is aware and on the same page that these are ordinary playing card readings, okay, following the personal prophecy method that I did learn from my grandmother. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers because it's my preference. Others do real fast, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever amount of cards they want to peel off real quick. I prefer the whole 24 cards layout. Gives me a chance to kind of see where your path has taken you in the past, where you are in the present, and where you're going in the future, where we will be guiding you in how to create your own reality. So I'm very happy you're here, and I look forward to connecting with you for your reading. Now I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Excitement himself, and that would be Jimbo. Take it away, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for educational, informational purposes only. I would like to remind all the folks out there that if you are international, please let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out as you show up. Like we have Laura from Canada and Virgil from the UK. Those are our live international shout-outs thus far. But anytime you show up, we'll work you in. We'll work a shout-out in. Sometimes even in the middle of the reading, we can do it sometimes.
And you know what? Some people wonder, why are they only doing that and not for their very own countrymen and women? Well, the reason we do that is for a lot of these people, it's wee hours of the morning. For others, it is the morning. You know, they go to the effort to join us. We'd like to make them feel just a little bit special. Okay, Jim, take it away.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I called and checked. Yep, everything's working great. If you hear silence at all at any time, there's a problem. Hang up, call again. Very simple. Facebookers, you know the routine. Turn to you when we can. No promises. Definitely no times we can nail down, but just you got to be available. And we'll make it clear when it is that time, and you will be an audio or video call to Deborah Lee. That's how it's going to go down that way. All right? All right. Also, for everybody else, or for all parties that are getting readings, when you hear that sound, please let that know that your reading has been done. Let it be known, I should say. Let it be known that your reading has come to an end. When your reading is over, which that time it is, don't start trying to get more like it's a last-minute race before the gate shuts or something like that. Nah, you gotta let it go. Other folks are out there. We can get them in. Pretty much every show, we never get to everybody. So things like that, respecting the harp and just letting it end to help get more people.
Yeah, besides, it's not our last hurrah. I mean, we're here how many nights out of the week?
Yeah, it varies, but
always
bare minimum, it seems, 4.
Yeah, it does. You know what, Jim?
Hmm.
We don't have a life.
Yeah. Well, what if you had a life, why would that signify having a life at frickin' 7 p.m. on a weekday here?
Because
would a person with a life be doing differently at 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time on
God,
a Monday night?
You sound so old.
On a Monday night. What would
on
you
a
do?
Monday
give
night,
me the life version.
You'd be out in a sports bar waiting for Monday night football to come on.
How would you even be out this early?
It starts at what, 8?
9.
Oh, that's 2 hours of
2 hours
beer
of getting,
drinking.
By the time the game comes on, you're ready to frickin' pour yourself into another bigger glass.
Could go to a movie.
Oh, yeah. You can just, people with lives, that's, they go to movies 24 hours a day. Okay, more what's the state? That's what I'm saying. Don't use that life bullshit thing. We get in a lot.
Really?
Yeah, don't use that.
Fine.
Yeah, don't say that. All right. That pretty much, well, when you hear the harp, let it end. Just let it end, and we're going to give you a card before we move on. But this card will be a virtual card from a virtual deck, from the personal prophecy deck that is on the Psychic Love Doctor actual webpage. There's a link there. So
yeah,
we'll get one single card from that, and then we'll move on to the next poison. Okay, let's see.
Oh, Anne just popped in. She said she keeps calling, but
no.
Maybe,
make nope.
Sure.
I called. What do you mean? I don't
oh,
know. There's
did?
No make sure. Maybe she's calling the other post you had for the Monday show.
I didn't put one up.
You sure?
No, I did not.
I'll put the number in because I was just on there holding, listening to the show, and we have somebody that's listening right now.
Right now.
Yep. I need to put this in here anyway. I guess some pin-ups. There's the number right there. Bing. There. All right, I put that in there so everybody can see it. There's the number. That is the number.
Okay.
And I know it works because there's somebody holding, and I was testing it right when the show started.
Gotcha.
And I don't know why you have the volume on. I have no idea why you have the volume on. Nope.
Do not.
I don't know. Why don't you just hit the speaker, and it'll mute it. Click the old speaker, and it'll mute.
Okay, gotcha.
First, here, let's go. Deb, that thing is called a mouse. That's a keyboard.
I'm going to kill you.
Things have been around. It's been using this shit since the 90s. Come on.
Oh, I'm looking at Virgil. He says, personally, I have never been to a bar. Alcohol is the devil's.
Devil is the devil's drink. Devil. It's the drink of the devil.
He says, piss.
Mm. Yeah, I've had some drinks that taste like piss, but typically not
Isn't
more than
that
once.
Kind of a bad word.
What?
I piss. I thought that was pee is okay. Urinate, tinkle. I don't know what else there is. Drain the lizard.
But now you just took
the
word for the actual urine itself, and then you talked about it, all of a sudden you switched over to an act.
Well, I felt that
you can't do that. You can't go piss, pee, you know, stuff like that, and all of a sudden drain the lizard. That doesn't make sense.
Choke the chicken.
This still has nothing to do with anything about the pee and the urine.
He's on hold.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go then.
What was the other one about the bishop? What do you do with
that? Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Something about the bishop or the vicar?
I don't know. I know nothing about it.
Vicar.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back on track.
775. Our first caller is from Nevada. 775. Welcome to the show.
I think it's more like California.
I'm just telling you what the area code's from.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Deborah Lee. I'm so thankful that you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling and holding, Wendy.
You're welcome, Jimbo. And Deborah Lee, I finally heard from Kevin, one of my attorneys, and I was a smart girl. I acted like everything was normal, and so did he. He was friendly, professional friendly, and business. And he is officially creating the approach to the insurance company, probably be within the next, I don't know, maybe by the end of this week or next week. regarding the possibility of a buyout. And I reminded him very clearly that I am not guaranteeing I'm going to accept the offer, and that I want to remain on good terms with him and the other attorney, and with the full knowledge that if they want to do the work and approach the insurance company, that's fine, but I still want to be on great terms with them. And I was very clear that if I was going to accept an offer, I'm smart enough to know that the entire amount, I'll be responsible for the taxes, and then the attorneys are going to take their portion. And I said it really nice, but smart girl. And so what do you see happening? Is the buyout offer, sometimes when you approach a company for a buyout, then they get snoopy again and they start looking at your account. I don't want that. I want to let sleeping dogs lie. So what do you see, Ms. Deborah? Are they going to get an offer that'll interest me? Will it be approaching $2 million? What do you see?
Okay. I don't see this as a legal question.
No.
I feel it is just fine for me to.
Okay.
And the way I'm approaching this is I'm asking if you're going to be happy
right.
with what they propose to you.
Sure, that would help.
You are right on track with Miss Lee.
You can't really do the plus numbers are hard to work with, so it's easier to gauge somebody's happy, you know, than to nail it down to a figure.
I want to be a smart girl because, as I said to the attorney, if I sign and agree, then the party's over. I don't have my insurance anymore.
Nope.
But I'll have a pot of money.
Yep. That's a fact. That is a true statement.
Now, but couldn't you pick up, say, something through AARP that might help to deflect some cost, you know, inexpensive?
I don't see how another insurance company
would want to touch her.
Well, you can't. Well, they say you had insurance and you took a buyout, so why would
we? I don't know if they are privy to everything like that.
The insurance is probably. She already.
And I think they're. And the thing is, I think if you already have an attorney representing you, then any other attorney's not going to touch you with a 10-foot pole. I think that's something in the
right.
legal world.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure it is.
I want you to be aware they're going to, how would I put this? So you're not going to like the offer that's originally presented to you.
It would be weird if the first offer is ever a good offer.
Okay.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, in a negotiation, the other party is not going to offer you everything that you could dream of in the first time.
And that's what I think. Yeah. You're going to have to negotiate a little bit more with them.
Or fight. Fight more.
I had a face-to-face visit with my primary care doctor on August 22. She wrote a letter, and she did not mince words. She said, Wendy's conditions are permanent.
Yeah.
Lifetime in bold capital letters. And Kevin said he could work with that letter. And so that is a document. That is a legal document. It's dated and signed by my doctor. So will that letter make much difference in negotiations?
I would expect that it would. However, I'm just saying, the insurance company is going to be a little difficult dealing with, is what I feel.
It would be weird. It would be strange if they weren't.
Yeah,
actually.
Think about it.
That's who they are. That is who they are.
They're in they're in the business of screwing people over. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you what's here. So with you being prepared that you're not going to necessarily like that initial offer, you're going to be going in with some leverage, and that's important. Okay. And it's not that they think you're dumb or anything like that. You are very sharp, Wendy.
They're just being who they are.
Yes, they are.
They're crossing the fingers. Oh, let's hope they take this offer. Let's just throw it out there and hope they take it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to take it. But that doesn't mean the negotiation's over. That's just step one, right?
That is.
So you're going to keep on. Yeah. So you see, she's not going to. With the first offer.
I mean, I've got a guaranteed income for the rest of my life. Sometimes the insurance companies, even after 5 years, they'll say, well, we're not approving you anymore, blah, blah, blah. But with the evidence that I have, it would be reapproved, and they might even be sued if they try any shenanigans. So will my attorneys go back to the drawing board and apply again, or would it be over with in that first try?
Well, I think they'll try again. And remember now, being prepared is really to your own benefit, so that you know that it's not going to be the best offer, but there will be one.
And you're not desperate.
Right.
Desperate. Like you said, you have a guarantee.
So
you don't have to be desperate and take whatever Andy's offered. And that makes sense then.
Okay.
All righty. Real quick, here is your single card from the Personal Prophecy deck, Five of Diamonds.
Okay.
New information about this matter is about to come to you from an unexpected source. You are advised to pay strict attention to this information when it arrives. You're perceived to be in a position to learn a tremendous amount about this situation from an entirely different viewpoint as a result of what you hear. We'll put this matter into a whole new light for you.
I think that's going to be part of the negotiation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would bet her attorneys already know.
Yes.
They're probably talking, all right, let's watch this dumb offer they're going to give us. They know we're going to turn it down.
That's encouraging. Deborah?
Yeah.
I suffered from migraine headaches for such a long time. And then by the grace of the God, they went away several years ago. I think it was Imitrix I was taking, which is a dangerous drug. But
ooh.
I will say prayers for you because I care about you, and I want you to be happy and healthy and free of pain.
So what is the...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And what was it?
Called Imitrex, but it's a dangerous drug.
Deb doesn't. We don't like dangerous drugs.
Yeah, and I'm not on that.
No, you're not on any prescription medication.
No, and it's like
specifically prescribed for that.
Sometimes.
Oh, well, you want something more holistic? There might be something called black cohosh. It's like a holistic thing. You might look that up and just on the internet say, is black cohosh going to help me with migraine headaches?
And it also is very good for the libido.
Okay. Was it like horny goat weed?
Horny goat is also another one. Honest to God, that's the name of it.
Yeah, horny goat.
Horny goat.
Oh, it is. It's a root, isn't it? Or a weed or something. I don't know. It's something.
But that's good for the libido, too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Wendy. We wish the best of luck to you. Go ahead.
Just real quick. When Jamie left today, my caregiver, she seemed kind of aloof. Does she still want to be my caregiver? She seemed kind of unhappy or something. Is she still going to remain my caregiver?
I didn't see anything like that. If anything, I felt she had something on her mind.
Because
there was a woman in your cards that had something on her mind that she was thinking about.
Sure. And sometimes they just don't, if somebody's really got something weighing on them, they don't give you as much attention.
Well, yeah, you know, everybody
And they come across maybe as like, maybe they're mad at you, but that's nothing to do with it, right?
Right.
She's worried. She's got something else going on in her life right now. All right. Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
Okay. Thank you both. I appreciate you very much.
And we're glad that we like to hear from you and know that you're doing well. That is good. Thank you very much.
Love you very much, Wendy. Thanks for getting through.
Yes. And good luck to you. And keep on. All righty. Let's see here. You ready, Deb? Here we go. Next reader. 806, Texas. 806, welcome to the show. This must be Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hello, it's me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have to fill you up some more.
Yeah, catch us up.
You know, I told you I got, the water heater busted, so I flooded up my house, stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, I got bit by a dog at work. So
no.
I had to go to the ER. And then my battery died in my car. So I had to get a new battery. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But all is, I think all the bad luck is gone.
How did the dog bite you?
Oh, I'm sorry?
The dog.
You said you got bit at work.
Yes, it was just a lady that has so many dogs, and I was the fifth person that had been bitten. So the animal control picked up her dog.
Oh, but, no, they put it to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sad, but you know, he can't be out, you know, attacking people. And then...
No, the owner caused that. The owner knows that. If you have that type of dog, people have
that
those
plumber
types of dogs.
Plumber Lee, we kept chit-chatting. Well, he finally confessed that he is living with someone. So I said, you know, we can chat if you're ever really, truly single. But I will not get in the middle of a relationship. So
no,
I understand.
He's probably trying to line something up
He could have been lining up a replacement. That is the true statement.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't necessarily a bad.
I said I'm not going to be a part of that.
He shouldn't line it up as hard. He shouldn't have lined it up like he was trying to do.
I think that was very honest to tell you. I think he did a good thing there.
Well, finally.
Could have said it sooner, And women are usually the ones that line up the replacement first.
I think it's a two-way street.
Right.
When private clients come in to my office, say, and the woman is telling me all about her terrible relationship or her marriage, I sit here wondering, when is that other shoe going to drop? And sure enough, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be in it. So just see what's coming up.
So was the question just a general, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just, I didn't miss anything specific. No, any points.
No, nothing specific.
So you said you got bit. I can't grasp this.
Were you trying to pet the dog?
You
or?
Got bit. What were you?
Oh no,
working?
I was just. Where I work, we have an alley that separates our building and our parking lot. So you have to kind of walk a little distance, and this dog was just running down the alley and just decided to take a hunk out of my calf.
My
pants protected me some. I only had a couple of punctures, and it was, you know, not as bad as it could have been. But it was one of the crazy weeks.
Is the dog up on its shot?
I have no idea. I've been calling animal control, and they haven't responded.
Yeah, I would not stop pursuing that.
Right, but I did get a tetanus shot, too.
Well, tetanus
what about
is great.
Rabies?
Yeah, rabies is the big one.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe that rabbit.
Yep, and if there's no shot record, you are going to have to make some decisions.
You wouldn't want to have to go through all those shots.
Supposed to. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm late.
But you also don't want to get rabies, because if you get rabies, you're dead.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, because once by the time you actually would show a symptom, it's too late, right? It's already got your brain's already done. All right, Deb.
All right, what have I got here?
Not to alarm
everyone.
Okay,
let's see what we've got here for good things for you coming up. Let me see. Well, I see a new love interest developing through your work. Now, you're working in this came up before. This is, you're at the daycare place now, right?
I go visit daycares and schools. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. You're going to meet somebody that you're going to feel very attracted to. And it's very soon. Yeah, this could be before the end of the month. And this is a very nice gentleman. I mean, he's been raised right. Let's put it that way. He opens doors for ladies, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, that kind. So I think you will find him very charming. And you're going to feel a sense of yearning. It's yearning. All right, and on top of that, now I got to give you the bad news is please take very good care of yourself. I am sensing COVID coming to you in the near future, and you don't want to get down with it because it could be a pretty bad bout. So by knowing that, remember, now you can change that. Make sure if you are getting vaccinated that you're up on your shot. We're going to take care of ours later this week.
The regular flu
shot. Yeah, the regular flu
shot.
Yeah, and just watch out with people. If you see somebody hacking their brains out, you know, don't shake their hand or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And then that should quickly pass out of your cards. Oh, mm-hmm. There's something here with Danielle. What's going on with her? Very good. She's like, got lots of good news to tell you about something.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I know she's enjoying a new job at a women's protective service company. So she's really enjoying that.
Is she still on the radio?
No, she stopped doing that probably 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there's not a lot of money in radio, as people are.
Oh, no, yeah. You'd have to make the big. You have to get the big time, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
What's that shock jock dude?
You can make money without being syndicated. I mean, that's the super good money, but you can make a pretty good living if you like a really good gig in a market. But
so she's working now in protection services for women.
Yes. Uh huh. You know, for battered women, that she works at the call center and then helps them get situated and things like that.
Oh, I think that's
marvelous.
Yeah,
that's good.
And how old is the baby? I know it sounds like old.
She turned one August 1st, so she's almost 13 months and walking. She's walking.
What did she name her again?
She named her Clarissa Ann.
I like it. Oh, she's got mom's name in
Clarissa?
There.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Clarissa, like
Clarissa
Lamb.
Boy.
Like Clarissa knows there was a show.
I don't know anything about that. I just know Clarissa from Silence of the Lambs. Right?
Yes,
that's how I remember the Silence of the Lambs.
Well, it's a good character. It's not like a bad thing. I mean,
it's lovely name.
She was a FBI agent who had a PhD? Well, at least she had a degree in psychology.
Right.
Bless you. Your cards look pretty good in all respects. Just watch for catching,
my health. Right. Okay.
The C word and not the naughty
C word. I've got to tell you something. The last time I had COVID, all that for months, everything smelled like poop. I'm kidding. Not kidding. My dogs, everything. Everywhere we went, I'd say, Jim, I smell poop. You know, and it was really strange.
Makes it enjoyable for all of us, too. They can hear that. That you have to hear that everything's smooth.
And when
it's not like she says, I know it's not real. She believes she's pooped somewhere.
Well, yeah.
So there you go. So there you got that going for me.
And when he smokes cigarettes, Jim here, they smell like bread is baking. Isn't that
weird? Wow.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Baking bread is an awesome smell.
And I've never liked the smell of that stuff. But when he smokes, it smells good.
All right, real quick.
All right.
Anne's single card is a 10 of spades.
All right.
An important journey lies before you, and many delightful surprises await you at your destination. 10 to all of you, prepare yourself for a new experience. Your life is about to change dramatically for the better as a result.
Yeah, and I think that's far better to see Danielle.
No, this is something, obviously,
I think this is like a real trip.
This is
vacation.
Something big on the horizon coming.
I'll be waiting. Ready.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting.
Go to Europe and have a good time.
All right.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, thank you, Anne. Always a pleasure.
Thank y'all. All right. Okay.
And we hope your string of bad luck has run its course. I think it's run its course because she said the last thing was her battery.
Yeah.
And that's kind of not so bad. It's an inconvenience. That probably means your string of bad luck kind of just fizzled out, so that's cool.
Virgil, I love not only the smell of cucumbers, but the taste. Jim calls them, what do you call them?
I have no name for cucumbers, no.
When we're in the grocery store, you say, do you need any, what do you call them?
I don't know, Deb, since you're trying to bait me, I'm not going to take the bait. I'm going to make you say that shit.
I can't remember it.
Oh, then we'll never know, folks. We'll never know.
Dildos.
Hey,
dildos.
There you go.
He says, do you need some dildos?
She wanted me to say it. I'm not a sucker. Yeah.
Oh, there's Michelle. She's baiting us both right now.
Michelle.
Yes, doesn't it?
What?
It has an appealing look.
I don't know if she meant that route, Miss Dirty Mind. She might not have meant that.
What else would she be saying? The thing is long and green.
Yeah, but if you like cucumbers and pickles and whatnot, it could be appealing as soon as you look at it. Pickles are great.
The English cucumbers, I think, are the best because they don't have the seeds in them. You know, and I think they last longer and longer.
All right, well, you know what? If you want to go have
she
your...
She said, yes, she did mean that.
If you want to go satisfy yourself in the produce department, have at it. Go do it. Have a good time.
Well, if we were going to do that, wouldn't we rather grab and go for the gusto with a eggplant? I don't know. Gherkins are cute, tiny baby cucumbers.
All I got to say is,
yeah.
There's like a double standard here. It's like if you talk a lot about, oh, you know, guys need to have big dicks, it's like maybe you women need to quit looking for eggplants and not be so loosey-goosey in Interstate Highway down there, huh? How's that? Huh?
Well, he's telling us.
Then you wouldn't have to throw a hot dog down the hallway all the time if you if your chicks weren't trying to ride a frickin' watermelon all the time.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's a double standard here.
Double standard. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, how about you chicks?
We will share that information with each
other. Why don't you quit sticking planets up your twat all the time? So
planets?
Planets, yeah, giant freaking celestial bodies. They're not so stretched out like you guys are on a porn movie for 50 years.
No, I'll have you know, some of us still have our girlish proportions and dimensions because we've had C-sections. Yes.
I'm just saying, if things aren't big enough, maybe you should look in a mirror and not blame the guy sometimes.
What?
You can say, well, that's not big enough to satisfy. Well, maybe it's because... maybe it's because you're like a giant open loose circus tent down there. Maybe it's such a big giant gap down there that you need King Kong to come along. He's the only human. That is a thing.
She made a very good point. It is about girth.
Yeah.
And many.
Why is it about girth? You know why? Well, but you know what? There's like a rubber band or anything that stretches. It has like this factor that you can use for calculations. But that changes over time because that starts getting more stretched out.
Well, we do Kegel exercises.
Apparently you don't. Apparently you don't if you're still bitching is all I'm saying.
Many years ago, I dated a guy very briefly. But when I saw the equipment, it looked like a flesh-colored beer can. I'm thinking, what are you going to do with that? Because every part of my body just went, oh, no, we're not having that tonight. It's just like a beer can. Unbelievable. We really got off on the...
I wonder whose fault that was.
No, Catherine, you're right.
I had a husband
with a very long one, and I would have stomach ache.
Whose fault was that?
Well, whose fault was what?
This tangent.
I think one of them started.
Nope. You started talking about food and salads and stuff like that.
Salads?
You were talking about your smell.
Yeah. The poop.
Yeah, well, then it went to freaking making bread.
Yes, there was no way you're going to go from... bread to dildos.
But you went to poop smell. You didn't even need to go there.
I was just being honest.
But you didn't need to go. You were talking about somebody getting COVID, and then all of a sudden, oh, by the way, I smell poop when I got it. Okay.
And you were not very understanding at all. I mean, everywhere was poopy.
Right.
Like, probably like that diarrhea guy on that airplane.
Yeah, like, I'm not understanding. If somebody walks on and says they smell poop everywhere... and get mad and demand and think that there is poop everywhere, why would I be understanding?
I just want to say, Laura, I have a very good friend that happened to her too, and they had to call. They called EMS to come out, and they had to give her a shot of some injection so that she would release his organ. That's terrible. I don't mean to laugh at you because I bet that was, you know... Yeah. Birds. Funny, we call them chicks here. You guys call women chicks. And over there, they call them birds.
Well, that's really, that's one of the things we call them. It's not the only thing. Matter of fact, I don't think that's a term even used anymore. I do.
What?
Chicks.
Chicks? No more chicks?
I don't think they really use
bitches,
that anymore.
Bitches, no. We're all bitches.
I don't know. I don't know if they say that either. I'm just saying.
All righty then. Shall we? Do we have another caller?
Yeah, callers. I'm just wondering if you're done with your freaking porn tangent.
I'm enjoying myself this evening.
You
want to
make sure you're done? Oh, I don't want to get in, pull another caller if you're not ready. If you still want to talk
about...
feeling
rather
If you want to talk about cucumbers and beavers, then I will wait a little bit. That's all. Just want to make sure you're done. You got it out of your system. That's all. Okay, I think it's out of the system. We're going 312, Illinois, 312. You're the next caller.
Hello there, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Diana.
Hi, Diana. We've talked to you before, haven't we?
Indeed, we have.
Yes.
Okay, glad you came to the show, but what brings you here?
Yes, what's cooking?
I just wanted to get a general reading. That's basically what's going on in my life a little bit.
Well, I got to tell you, though, the more specific you can be, the better your reading will be. Otherwise, it's going to be extremely vague.
Yeah, you can give some background. Are there certain areas of your life that you're not happy with, or things that you're worried about, stuff like that?
Yes. Worried about, it's like a lot of my family members telling me, to leave my husband, but I don't want to leave him. If, you know what I'm saying, it's for better for work, but I just basically want to know, should I, if he really doing me wrong, should I leave him?
Do you have any evidence?
So you have people that are telling you you're being wrong, right?
Right.
Okay, people are telling her, hey, this guy's, he's dirty dogging you. And she doesn't know for sure.
Are they reliable sources for this information?
I want to say somewhat, yeah.
So she's not, they're not super reliable. We're not reliable enough to get a divorce because it is a husband we're talking about.
Have you confronted him?
I have, but he's making it seem like he's not doing anything. So that's why I want to come to y'all.
That's good. And you know what? Some people can... Look, we watch the show Cheaters. Those guys will sit there and lie. And they're almost dumb. They're lying even though they're on film. And there's a team of private detectives at fault. And they said, that ain't me.
That isn't me.
I didn't do that. No,
yeah. Like that song. Wasn't me.
And everybody there is like, are you freaking kidding me? Even the woman that has hired the private detective is like, that's you, you dumbass. You know, and stuff. And the guy's like, nope, that ain't me. It's like, really? It's one thing if you are doing that, but at a certain point, come on, man, you're caught. Suck it up.
Yeah, and admit it.
Admit it. And or they'll run on Cheaters. They run.
A bunch of cowards.
Yeah. I you women are so under control.
Under?
Yeah, because I would love a woman to pull out a gun and just shoot the guy while he's running like a deer trying to run into the woods. Bam! Oh, there you go, buddy. Shoot it in the leg, not to kill it. So they can catch up and say, oh, you're running, coward? Now I got you. Now I can let you have it. Yeah. Because the guy's running. Like, no, I didn't do it, but here I am running. They lock themselves in rooms and shit. Yeah, that pisses me off.
Oh,
right, go ahead.
Do. Or sometimes they hide behind the girl. They're cheating to get to the door.
Men deserve a lot of the bad shit.
See, now you're admitting it.
You know what they say about stereotypes. They're terrible. But they were brought upon by some form of truth,
a lot of them.
A lot of stereotypes have a lot of truth to it. They just don't like them.
Well, here's the thing for you, Diana. Have you had a chance to go through his phone?
In the past, I have.
And did you find anything?
Well, how about recently?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I really think he hears from other women, but I don't really know or feel that he's reciprocating. Just because he's getting a message.
Yeah, but now what? Come on now. Why would you get a message if you weren't throwing some fuel into a fire somewhere?
You can...
Women all the time just message guys about having sex all the time for no reason without the guy ever starting something up. He's starting something up.
I think if it's happened, Diana, it's been very infrequent. Maybe once or twice.
I'm not even saying he's cheating. I'm just saying if you're getting messages, you're flirting.
He's flirting. I do feel he flirts. But
for a married person.
I honestly think he's acting on it.
Okay.
He's flirting.
All right, well, that's your card. Yeah, that's good. But I'm just saying, but he shouldn't even be doing that. You should not be doing that if you're married.
Now, the thing is, if you feel really stifled and smothered and unhappy in this relationship, it's best to get out before you waste too many good years, okay?
Yeah, and she's trying to, remember she said the better or worse, she's trying not to end the marriage. That's her goal.
Yes, and they should probably go to counseling.
Yeah, but he's not going to go. Did you ever suggest counseling?
Yes, that's true. He won't go.
I am the freaking psychic. Not because I have cards, because...
Why do you feel, Jim, that your gender won't go?
Because, A, he doesn't...
I asked him a long time. I asked him would he like to go, and he told me no.
No, he said, we don't need counseling, probably. I don't need counseling. We don't need counseling. We're fine. You're overreacting. You should not listen to these friends of yours. We don't need to counseling because you're listening to all these crazy people.
Yep, but I'll tell you what. You go to make a move and tell him you're leaving and you're breaking up with him, that man is going to become willing to do whatever it takes
to
keep you.
Sometimes you might, if you get to the point, this should not eat at you. If you don't feel like you can resolve this, and you might have to do that, say, here's a deal. You know what? I could be 100% wrong. Let's go to counseling and let's talk. And if you don't, then I think that's a sign that I need to
get the hell out.
I need to maybe move on to another chapter in my life, and we need to separate.
And right away, they start hearing that voice that says you're going to lose half of everything you own.
Well, if that's all the guy cares about, then you need to just get rid of him anyway.
Do you have kids, Diana?
No.
Well,
he doesn't have as much to lose.
That's true, and it's less complicated without children. But if this marriage isn't, look at, just as an example of what's going on in the news, look at Russell Brand and Katy Perry. They only managed to stay married for 14 months, and he told her he was filing for divorce by sending her a text message on the last day of the year. And today, look at how happy she is. She's gone out. She's had a baby. She's got a great guy. Don't waste too much of your life. All right? But he could be a really smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Yeah, where it's hard for me to get to it. But there are things in this marriage he would like to fix, too. So it's not all him. And maybe if you offer that up and you say, hey, I'm sure there might be things that you're not getting from me.
But she wouldn't know that if he doesn't tell her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's why the counseling is a good communication. Sometimes the communication, the bridge gets broken and it can't be resolved without a third party, like a counselor. But if he's not receptive to it, then that might not be a deficit. That could be how willing you are to stay committed to the marriage. Yes.
Yeah, but the days of staying with some guy that you married are over, because women have economic strength now. We can go out and make our own living.
Reminds me. There's 2 days today. Today, first of all, I won't talk about this during hers, but it is International Equal Pay Day. International.
Really?
For trying to, everybody focusing on getting the genders to make the same amount of money.
Well,
I'll talk about that one later.
International,
too. That's worldwide.
Yes. So women, let's unite. We want to get paid the same as these clowns.
Trying to shorten the gap. The gap is still there. Everybody knows it. All the stats prove it, but they're shortening it. International shout out to Suzanne. Anything else you see in the cards you would like to throw out?
Well, I want you to know, you are not going to end up alone, Diana. If you and your husband part, even for a temporary
separation.
You have somebody else that's going to come along and make it really hard for your husband to win you back, because this new man is coming with love in his heart for you. And he's kind. Well, he'll tell you you're the love of his life, and he will mean it. So, and that's under sure to come true. Under sure to come true. And I feel this man would even build you a brand new house if you wanted one. And that's
wow. It is. All right, here's your, before you go, here's your single card. It is an ace of spades. And in parentheses, the ace point is down.
Yeah.
Important events are currently taking place in other location. Wait. I cannot speak. Important events are currently taking place in another location at a distance, which will impact the situation greatly. Prepare yourself for an upcoming opportunity to travel and quite possibly unexpectedly relocate. Uh-huh. Long-distance communication coming your way is perceived to be extremely positive and encouraging in regard to this matter.
I would say this is a man she might very likely meet over the internet.
And he must be a mighty good man.
Oh, he would.
Mighty good man.
Or she'll meet him.
What a man.
In a way that is like a destiny meet. She could be going into a store and maybe drops her handbag. And he's so chivalrous. He comes over and helps her gather her things.
Yes, excuse me, miss. I shall pick this handbag up for you because you weren't wearing a miniskirt. If you were in a miniskirt, I would have stood behind you while you picked it up, but you weren't wearing one, so I will pick it up for you.
Yeah, and don't forget to wear your garter and your lovely stockings and your 6-inch stiletto heel. That is hard to say. 6-inch stiletto heel. Yeah.
Yeah, you are kind of slurring like you're some kind of a snake.
Yeah, I'm just kidding because you have that fantasy and every other man out
there. Whoa. Well, first of all, let's wrap this up. Thank you very much for calling
us. Thank you, Diana. Good luck, Jane.
Thank you.
You can always find us here, okay?
Indeed. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
And if you are a Facebooker, you would be well wise to do so. Go to the Psychic Love Doctor show. You can watch us, and you don't have to speak. You don't have to even let yourself be known.
Yeah.
You can watch us just so you can see the cards. And, you know, we recommend that as an experience, is that even if you are a blog talker and that's what you prefer to for the show, it wouldn't hurt to be on Facebook and so you can see the cards go down. It's interesting. It is more understanding, and I don't know why there is some talking going on next door.
And what do you mean? Oh, the dogs?
Yeah,
and
talking.
Also, you'll meet some really nice, supportive people. And many of them are very funny and, you know, they would put a little smile on your face. Does that mean they want to go?
That's what I'm wondering. But you know what?
They can wait.
I think so. And if not, I shall pay the price. All right. We're going to do this.
We're going to Facebook.
Open the messenger now. It's got to be an audio or video call to Deborah Lee. Audio, video, Deborah Lee messenger.
No, Lisa, tonight. I had a meeting with her earlier
and
today.
I'm going to get this all set up.
Yeah.
You monitor the Facebook chat. You monitor the messenger. I'm going to make sure that there's no really bad shit going on.
Well, just don't camp out in there.
No, I'm just going to.
All right, who's going to do it?
Oh, I think somebody's
got to go out. Okay. Oh, Jim was supposed to say, who wants to be next? Well, maybe that's you, Suzanne. You've been waiting patiently for quite some time. Would you like to be next for a reading? And I know you can't call, but you could, you know, give me a brief rundown.
Oh, no, you're not doing a text.
Suzanne is not able to call.
Why?
And nobody else typed up.
If you're on Facebook, you can messenger in. All right, well, I better extend the show because this makes it take three times as long.
Well, and is there somebody else with us?
No, nobody else. But...
No, let's see. I'm going back. The chat. Maybe they just enjoy coming together to chat.
That's fine. That's fine.
Is Michelle here? I wanted to get a debrief on her date.
Well, she can call us.
Yeah, call
but she
us.
Didn't. She didn't,
she's
though.
Here.
Well, she was here.
Oh, there she is.
I'm just saying. Suzanne, you can messenger us, because if you have Facebook, you have Facebook Messenger. You have it. Oh, you got it. You got it. You got it. It's right up on the, it's on your phone. If you're using a phone, it's right there.
Maybe they don't like their
don't care.
English.
Don't care.
Maybe
you have a little messenger thing right there on your phone.
Do they have their own language? Scottish?
If she could type, Deb.
Oh, well, then she, yeah. But, you know, there are translators.
You know how
I
to
don't
do
know
it.
How to do it, she said.
Well, are you friends with Deborah Lee, first of all? And if you have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and you know how to make friend requests, otherwise you'd have zero fucking friends. So you know how to do that.
I can go check.
And then all you got to do is on your phone or on your computer, there's a little symbol. One of the little symbols is a weird-looking sideways, almost like lightning bolt or something. That is the messenger symbol. That is the one. There can only be one.
Search Facebook.
All right. I got going back to the dogs.
There
I tend
she
to the dogs.
Is. She's right there.
And then
all right,
Michelle,
I'm going to add you as a friend.
Oh, she wasn't a friend?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you got to check your friend list. Now you got to, Suzanne, from the land of the Scots, you have a friend request you must go accept.
That is your mission.
Accept now and then tell us when you have done so, because then you can message
yeah,
her.
I'm dying,
you can do an audio on her.
I'm trying to hear how sweet and cute you sound.
Why do you assume that? What if she sounds like a raspy swamp thing? You just automatically assume everything is unicorn and rainbows.
Oh, you must sound sweet.
He makes
and she
crazy.
Probably does. What if she does? What if she's...
You sound like a Tasmanian devil.
Like,
all right, what's the number?
No.
That's
don't worry. No. You're dealing with Suzanne right now.
But Michelle's...
Focus.
Well, Suzanne
right
isn't
hang
doing
on.
Anything.
Oh my God.
We're friends. We are friends. So.
Let's get this Suzanne connection down.
Okay, Suzanne, when you click on me, because we are friends.
So she accepted it?
No, this is Michelle first.
Negative.
No, I'm going to take her first. You can keep working with.
Try not to do this all day.
Hello, hello. Where's that pretty lady? Come on.
She could have called in.
Bring it.
We have a phone call, too.
From who? Oh, Chicago?
No, we just did that.
Mm. Well, Michelle, for some reason, you're not coming through.
Now we're just going to the phone because everybody sucks. All right, we're going to area code 216, Ohio, 216. Welcome to the show.
No, that is. I think that's Sharon.
I don't know, but no more messenger stuff. Nobody.
I think that's Sharon. Hello.
Hello. This is Patricia.
Oh, Patricia.
Well, it's a big area, that 216 area.
It is.
Lots of folks call from that, and there's lots of area codes in that area. But go ahead.
Yes, please tell us what brings you to the show, Patricia. Hello. Okay, Jim, how long do
she's still here.
Yeah. Well, obviously something's wrong.
Maybe.
With her.
Give her a second. Maybe she hit mute by accident. You know, one thing about these cell phones, you put them to your face, and guess what? Your
hello,
face...
can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. So, what are...
Can you hear us, though? I'm not convinced.
Maybe she needs to try calling.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. Can you hear us? Hello? Hello? How are you? Won't you tell me your name? Excuse me?
Can you hear me now?
We have been hearing you the entire time.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Now we're both hearing each other. So, yeah, we've been hearing you fine. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's
I'm in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Been here about 3 weeks. I'm in some gospel rescue mission because my other plans didn't work out. And I'm looking at some other towns north of here, a bit south of Albuquerque and west. But I need to know. I really want to get out here in about the next month or so.
Okay.
I've been applying to jobs, remote, of course, I haven't heard anything yet, but I'm going to, you know, keep on applying and doing some remote work where, you know, I can just, do a different type of job where I can start having some income come in. But the town I'm considering was Los Angeles, New Mexico.
Okay, you're trying to leave there to secure work in another location, right?
No, I'm going to get my work on remote. I can work from anywhere. I just want to, well, Cruces is not the place,
to do
I'm
it.
Going to be living. I can see that.
Yeah.
So I want to go probably north, not in Albuquerque, but just a bit south, Berlin or Las Cruces. But I want to visit first, but it's kind of hard to get out of this place because they're just drowning you in and throwing religion down your throat and having you do all these duties, you know, for your stay here. They keep a tight, grasp on moving around here.
So, but I would like to do this in the next month or so move on into this new town, either Las Lunas or Berlin. Can you, do you get any type of, energy or...
Well, I think you definitely need to leave that place. It has a very cult-like energy around you. And once they get a hold of people, they don't like to let them go. So, unless you have been ordered to do time, I don't think this is a good place for you. Okay, so yes, definitely get out of there. And I think going toward a larger locale is going to help a lot for you to be able to work remotely. And that's what I'm saying is, yes, you definitely need to. Both places look good. It's up to you which one you want to take on. All right. So that's going to be that.
All right, well, here's your single card, and you can see it's the Eight of Diamonds.
Yeah.
What you hope to achieve will come through longstanding ties with others. You can rely on these ties when you need them the most. They are perceived to be extremely strong and resilient. Don't be afraid to ask for help from those closest to you at this time when you need it. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I really think it wouldn't hurt to contact some of those you know. And like Jim just said, what he read, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, people that can have some kind of power or ability to affect
change in
what you want to do and stuff like that. Just talk to people. Sometimes people don't want to talk to people because they're worried about, they're going to perceive me as negative and not grateful and unhappy and stuff. And just say, this ain't working. I need to change. I want to do some other stuff.
The right kind of people will be there.
Yeah, there's some remote stuff I want to do, and I would like to roll with that. So I think that's what both of these readings are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, good luck to you, and that's really awesome that you do what you do. And we hope that you keep calling us back and keep us up to date.
Yes, that would be very nice.
That would be up to date.
Good luck and blessings to you.
And how's the weather down there this time of year in New Mexico? What's it like?
I don't think that you're going to get much in.
I'm just curious if it's pretty hot, nasty.
Good.
I don't know. I know nothing. Well, there's been some communication problems. I don't know. I don't think it's on our end. But, most people are calling it from cell phones. And there's places in New Mexico where they got nothing for cell phones. So I don't know. All right. Well, thank you very much. And you know what, folks? That's a reminder that when we do these shows that you can go back and listen to the show again if they got cut off or couldn't hear your reading.
Yeah.
You can go to Blog Talk Radio, they're archived. You can go
or
to
Facebook.
We repost them immediately after the show to the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page right away.
Okay.
So if you get cut off and you're like, oh, I didn't get my reading, you can get it.
Yeah, we would still.
You can do so.
All right, let's go to Michelle.
Somebody called in.
She's 203.
Okie dokie, the 203 in Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Tell us.
Hi. Hey, hi. We've said 15 highs. Let's add another one. Hi.
Tell us. We're dying to know.
Oh, you're dying. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Do you have a date?
A little weird, you know, you were right on about the big friendship, okay? Because right off the bat, you know, before we even went out on our date to the movie, I asked him something or other about if he was married or something like that. And he said, well, separated, sort of. And it just came out that he was looking for a friendship and companionship.
Mm.
And I said, fine. I said, I'm actually good with helping people stay together. I believe that. So he said, oh, he might take me up on it. Well, we went to the movie and had a really nice time, but there was no touching. There was no big wet kiss. There was easiness, just really easy and nice. And we started off with the Barbie movie. And he was willing to sit through that. And then after 20 minutes, I said, let's go to the MI movie. I'm getting bored. So he said, okay. And everything was, like, very chill. And whatever, I kept doing, you know, rotating seats. I don't know if I like this seat or that seat.
I got to watch
and
the train. I ain't leaving. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We should have a mute here when I talk to Deb. No, finish.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, even if I would have went to that Barbie movie at 20 minutes in, it's a train wreck. I'm watching it to the end, no matter how bad it
is. Yeah, but if the girl is saying, let's go to the
interview. I guess in their situation, they haven't been.
No, he was willing to watch it to the end. But then he was like, you know, very chill. It's like, okay, well, if you want to go. Everything was like, well, if you want to. And right after the movie, you know, we both had places to go, so it was sort of like that, and said goodbye, but we're going to a play this week, and I invited him to some Halloween funhouse thing, so I think we'll do that, so we'll see what happens, but, you know, I won't count on anything, and if he's separated, then, you know, what's there to talk about, you know, he's taken, so.
Yeah,
but
especially
okay.
when he said, I'm separated, sort of.
Yeah.
That's even less separated than separated when you say sort of.
Yeah.
That means I'm not really separated. I'm looking to play around. I'm exploring. I'm not a card person. This is what I'm saying. I'm separated, sort of. That's a guy like saying, I'm absolutely not separated. But I sure wouldn't mind another female companion. Don't assume. Come on. Don't assume that your average guy is a nice person. Don't assume that. I mean, the average guy is a nice person, but the average guy out there mingling with women, he's mingling for a reason.
You'd like him, Jim. He's really nice. He's got a PhD, and he's very low-key.
Wow, that rhymed. You're like a poet. He's got a PhD, and he's very low-key. You can make a rap song out of that. I'm just saying, if he's really looking just for all he cares about is friendship, you can find that from a guy.
How about if you let me read her cards?
You haven't put your cards on yet there, Tootsie Pop.
I've already got
floor.
Things to say, Jim.
Okay, I'm just saying. All I really want is a friendship and companion. Well, you can get a buddy out there. A buddy can have be
get
the same
on a
sex.
Roll. Doesn't he get on a roll?
I'm just saying. I'm throwing the bullshit flag. Can I just say the bullshit flag? Can I say that?
What color is that flag?
Nobody has ever defined it as a color. That is interesting.
Is it poop?
Well, they don't know. They say it's a flag similar to American football, so we know what it looks like.
Oh.
But nobody's given it a color.
Well,
I guess it should be brown.
Here's the thing, Michelle. First of all, I never, ever in my life thought about getting out of a bad movie and going through the multiplex to another movie. You're already in there. They have all these different, like, you know, corridors you can go down.
My comment had nothing to do with them. I'm just, I was personally, if I'm watching the train wreck, I'm staying with it.
Well, that one we went to, that was like watching paint peel.
We stayed with it.
We should have left.
But we stayed with it. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? It's a different situation with those two because they haven't gone to movies together before.
Well,
all
you
right.
know what was hysterical? What was hysterical was there was nobody at this theater, right? And I told the people right up front, I said, we're going to buy the Barbie tickets, but I'm going to tell you right now, because it's Barbie, that we may not stay and we may go to the other movie. So I'm negotiating with the people giving out the tickets. And they said, okay. And he's over there doing the same thing. And then we're in this Barbie movie. We are literally the only people in the theater, but we have seats, designated seats. So then he goes, because I wanted to change seats. He says, well, I'm going to just tell them we're going to change seats.
What a dumbass.
And I'm thinking, we are two of a kind over here.
You should have spoken out and said, really? Just in case we have to move somebody that's not here, what the fuck are you going to go tell them somebody for? There's nobody to be in the movie. Why are you going to tell anybody we're changing seats?
Move.
Yeah, that's what she was thinking. Oh, it was her first time, so she didn't say it out loud, but she was thinking, what are you, crazy? Yes,
what was
I
wrong
agree.
With the Barbie movie? Is it stupid?
I bet it was.
You know, I wanted to see if it was going to be cute and entertaining, and it really wasn't. It turned out to, you know, I watched it for like 20 minutes, and it was stupid, not cute and entertaining.
Well, it's supposed to have a very strong feminist message. You know,
know what? I can believe that. I saw the previews.
You know
I
what?
Haven't seen it, but I would have given it a
so
shot.
So they say the people sell it in the movie.
All you saw was the first 20 minutes. Sometimes the first 20 minutes of the movie is not the movie.
No, but you can kind of tell.
You can. But anyway.
Can I read her cards now, maybe a little bit?
Okay, remember this moment, folks, when she does that, because I will bring that up again when she does that to me. Remember this moment.
All right.
Go ahead.
He is being very, very, I just had the word, slow, careful with you. Six of spades, card of caution, meaning that he's moving slowly with you, okay? He does not want to harm this relationship, so you don't have to worry about him grabbing you or... you know, doing a Russell Brand on you.
Well, God, you're going to talk about that on
every... I'm pretty pissed at this guy.
Yeah.
And that Danny Masterson, he's another pig, all right? But at least he got 30 years behind bars,
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
People don't think it's a lot of time. That's a lot of time.
And Russell Brand forced his penis down a 16-year-old.
Now you should say allegedly when nothing has gone to court.
Allegedly,
because that doesn't even sound like it's possible.
She was 16 years old.
Okay.
And
you ever try to force a freaking bottle a little baby's mouth? Sometimes they won't do it.
Maybe he was pulling her hair, and it was hurting, and so she thought I better.
Let's not get down into
this.
The ifs and whats, but I'm just saying that sounds like bullshit to me. That's all.
No, it was very credible. There were a lot of details in that article. Incredible details, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an article. It's not even a court record. It's an article.
I don't care if he's out banging everything that moved, but no means
scary.
No.
Scary if you're banging everything.
That wench that doesn't want to have sex with him, he should be hands off. And a 16-year-old, I hope that puts him... Put him in the general population.
If it is all true based on these news articles, no court documents, mind you, nothing's gone to court.
Oh, it'll take years. And look at Kevin Spacey. That pissed me off, too. I really thought that the London court there, if it was London, were going to hammer him. He's dreaming.
Let him dream.
Yeah, anyway, back to you, Michelle. I've got some good news for everybody. His wife is the cheater. He would love to stay in this marriage, but she's got somebody else. And so she's doing what women do, which is being really bitchy. You know, guy comes home, maybe wants a hug, and she's like, God, get your hands off of me. I'm busy. Or I just don't want it.
Yeah.
And anyway, he knows he's going to end out. I thought it was going to be her, that he was going to put her on the street the last time we did your reading. But what I see now is that he's trying to develop a life with friends, you know, being able to get out and do things. The guy, I think, has a broken heart. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I got for you. And I think you two are going to get along famously together. And if when the time comes, this could develop into something more.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a very special, he's a very special, unique person for sure. I mean, I don't feel comfortable with anybody, and I'm glad not to have anybody trying to date me too fast. I don't want that. I don't want to be led down some path neither of us are ready for, just to back out. I can't take any of that. So if in the meantime, I'll keep my eyes open for other people, and I'll just enjoy the fun times with him.
And I think that's very nice. He's not going to get you drunk. He's not going to roofie you. This guy is 100% harmless. Okay. He's probably going to cry on your shoulder. So I think it's wonderful. You know,
yeah.
I really think it's the two of you came together. Now, this is how things happen. The two of you met. Neither of you were forced at gunpoint to be where you were when you met, but it was meant to be in the sense that you were there, he was there, and now a friendship is developing from that. Okay? You folks on Facebook, you're all here, and none of us knew each other before. So I think that there's a reason that we all come together, or to learn something from each other, or to find real affection. You know, and this is a very nice guy. All right.
Yes.
Fully support you spending time with him. And she's going to be so sorry when he goes on to be with somebody else. Okay. I think she's a spoiled, one of those spoiled little princesses.
Mm.
Do they have children?
I didn't even ask, and he didn't bring it up yet, and so that I'm thinking they don't, but how could he not? You know, I don't know.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to venture into that territory yet because it's painful.
You can't assume. You can't assume. I mean, if you had to assume, you would think so, but not necessarily, right? Not everybody can have children. Not everybody wants children. You know, sometimes they're waiting for another time frame to have them. So she says she's not sure. All right. Are we going to do this?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Six of Hearts.
Got a great card.
What you seek faces a bright and beautiful road. Have faith in the path you're following as you take it. Potential is perceived to be very strong for events to occur as you hope and dream they would. Do, however, refrain from rushing in too fast.
Well, and she is.
Oh, my gosh.
The best the future has to offer takes time in order to grow.
Exactly.
So
true.
Be patient and have faith. You'll achieve what you desire in the end.
Well, there you go.
So take your time.
Wow.
Don't rush to judgments. Don't try to guess what's going on. See what happens when you figure it out.
And let this be a respite from his marriage troubles. Don't push him to try to fix something that is not, it's broke. I don't see it getting fixed.
No.
So,
yeah.
So she found somebody else from what I see, and she goes out with the other guy. If it hasn't happened yet, it's on the way. On the way.
Okay.
So I think it's wonderful. And you've got a new friend. I love it.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. It's good for now.
But wait, feel reassured. He will not step out of line. You've got a real gentleman here. Real gentleman.
Nice. Yep, and that's what I want.
Alrighty then.
All right, honey.
Thank you to very much.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you very much. We have to go. It is the middle of, well, not the middle of the week, but it's the beginning of a week, of a work day of a week.
And I want to tell you guys, Jim is the only one that gets tired of hearing about what's in the news. The news bores him.
I do. It does bore me because it's the same thing. Let's find the most sensational shit we can put out there and we attack it, we attack it, we attack it. And then when it's boring, they don't talk about it. And when you're like, sometimes you never hear the result of something.
Do you think that Kevin Spacey molested those boys?
I don't know enough. All I know is just because I click a bunch of newspaper links, who am I to make that freaking judgment? I don't know. He may not have. I saw a court said no.
Well,
I saw a court said no. Yeah. A criminal court said no. I don't know about civil court. I don't know if they've got the civil court.
And look at with Russell Brand, cancel culture is in full swing.
Well, that's automatic.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
His book publisher said adios.
It doesn't even matter about any kind of anything. Yep.
He can't do any more of his tours that
everybody,
he had planned.
Everybody thinks I'm sticking up with it. I'm not sticking up with it. I'm just saying, just because there's a bunch of frickin' newspaper articles and, oh, well, here's the police report. Yeah, you know what the police report is? Somebody filed a complaint. That's not even the result of an investigation. I'm just saying he probably
is. Good night, Laura. Yeah.
He probably is, but I'm just saying, let's not already. Otherwise, why should we have courts? Let's get out the rope. Hang him right now before you go to court.
I think he's ugly.
But I don't ever saw him before, but he looks like a dork. That's all I know. I don't know why. I've never heard him. I've never seen this guy ever. But I've seen the pictures when I Googled him. I'm like, I don't know who he is, but he looks like a retard. Actually, that's not fair to make fun of people that have mental retards.
Yeah, don't do that.
He looks like a jackwad.
He looks like a...
doofus. Boy, boy, folks.
And I don't even think he's that funny.
I don't know.
Don't.
He could be because he looks really weird, so he has the potential to be, but I don't know.
He's no Sam Kinison, and he's no, who's the other one that we always liked? Sam Kinison.
But you can go back 50. You're going to go back to people from the past that don't even do. That's probably a bad reference, like Andrew Dice Clay and stuff like
that. Oh, that's the one.
But now you're talking, it doesn't even mean anything to anybody
you
nowadays.
You know that for years, people walked around going, you either suck dick or you don't suck dick. They adored and idolized that man.
Well, it was because it was he was doing the shock thing,
yeah.
And it was allowed. It was before everybody had a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
You make one joke about somebody who might be fat even or has or stutters. Or you can't make a joke on anybody because now you're making fun of this entire population of people.
Yeah,
well,
you're
making somebody stutter. Porky Pig, they don't want to show Porky Pig on TV because he's making fun of, it's not sensitive to people that have stuttering speech impediments.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, I'm not bullshitting. That's been years ago. They said, no more Porky Pig. Because he goes, abba-gab, dam. Like, oh, they're making fun of people that stutter.
What happened to all of us?
Everybody put on skirts.
God.
And they decided, even the people that had penises decided to tuck them under and put little vaginas out there. And everything, I'm too sensitive to everything. You offended me. What about, I want to know, what if somebody being offended offends me? Why don't I get a say? You know, I don't. That's all right. It's the beginning of this. If the world comes to an end, it's because we're getting so soft. Too soft. You know, men survive from being tough bastards. They had to endure a lot of shit. You start with cavemen. Cavemen have shit going on. They had to endure shit and figure shit on their own. And now kids are like, look, teacher marked my paper up in red. That offends me. Well, first of all, Johnny, you're a dumb shit. All right? And she should have put the red shit on your face because you're an idiot. And second of all, shut up and study, dumbass, and get off your video game. All right, anyway, let's do this. Bring it on.
Yes, Log Talkers, enjoyed you this evening. Please come
indeed
back
we did.
Here.
We got to go because we got things to do, people to do things to. All right. You ready? Can't play my song for sure. Works well.
Good night,
sweetheart. Good night. Good night, my folks. My friends.